My name is Sabrina Bays. It is October 2nd, 10:40 a.m. We're here with a member of the ASA booth at Fall Fest.
Judy Dyke.
All right, Judy, can you describe the work you have been doing at the Fall Festival?
I'm in charge of one of the booths, and so I've been organizing the booth, and there's a lot of work that goes on before the Fall Festival, before the week, because we have to get all of our supplies together and also work on some of our food before the Fall Festival.
Is this the first time that you've worked the Fall Festival?
No, it's probably the 10th time that I've done this.
Why are you working the Fall Festival? Is this for community service? Is it a family tradition, a tradition with your organization?
It's a community service. I'm wanting to help the sorority that I've been a member of for 54 years, and so I want to keep helping the sorority, so that's the reason they do it.
Can you tell me about the first time that you worked at the Fall Festival?
First time I worked at the Fall Festival was a small booth. I didn't really get involved. I was just more of an observer at that point. And they were using frying apple dumplings or something like that. And I said, if I'm going to get involved, we'll never fry because I'm afraid of fire. I'm afraid of that. And then we had gas. Whenever they get ready to light the gas stove, I would leave the booth and go to the other side of the street because I didn't want to be involved with it. So anyway, we've come a long way for using gas and then just having steamers and crock pots and that sort of thing. So it's more easy.
So you kind of answered this, but to touch on it a little bit more, how does that year compare to this year, just with the Fall Fest in general and with your booth?
First of all, we have a new booth of this. This is the second year for our new booth, and so we're really excited about that. So now rather than to work on wooden painted surfaces, now we're working on stainless steel, which is great. No more fries and with apple dumplings, and we're making much more money. Not that we're overcharging, but it's just very popular, and people are willing to come and give their money for charity, and all of our money goes to charity.
What makes the Fall Festival different from other local festivals or events?
Well, the fact that there are 137 food booths makes it, first of all, special, and this is only second in size to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. So consequently, people who do not live in Evansville take their vacations and come home and come here and see people. And some nights you can hardly walk across the street. There are so many people here. So it's a good social time. It's family time. Older people have an opportunity to come out and sit at the picnic tables all day and see their friends and see people as they're walking by where they would be sitting at home by themselves in some cases.
What is your favorite Fall Festival memory?
Fall Festival memory? Well, when I grew up in this area, I didn't come to the Fall Festival only because we didn't live that close. And so my memory started about 8-9 years ago, and so it's simply always working the booth for the sorority or with the sorority and helping out that way. So that's my memory.
All right, I have one more question. What else do you think people ought to know about the Fall Festival?
People always think it's just only fried food and sugary foods, but they're now, with Deaconess Hospital's help, there's now a munchie map that's for healthy food. And most booths have, well, I shouldn't say, many booths have a healthy food choice that they can have, and so it includes everybody who wants to be down here.
All right, well, thank you so much, Judy.
Okay.